Teddy was napping in his wheelchair when DeVille entered. DeVille delivered his narrative while referring to pages of scribbled notes. The letter was removed from the box at 1:50 p.m. by a local lawyer named Trevor Carson. Carson is a small-timer along the beaches, does divorces, real estate, two-bit stuff. He's 48, divorced at least twice, native of Pennsylvania, college at Furman, law school at Florida State, got his license suspended 11 years ago for commingling client funds, then got it back.
All right, Teddy said.
At 3:30, he left his office, drove an hour to the federal prison at Trumbull, Florida, took the letters with him. We followed but lost the signal when he entered the prison. Since then, we've gathered some information about Trumbull. It's a minimum security prison commonly referred to as a camp. No walls or fences, very low-risk inmates. According to a source within the Bureau of Prisons here in Washington, Carson visits all the time. No other lawyer, no other person visits as much as Carson. Up until a month ago, he went once a week. Now it's at least three times a week, sometimes four. All visits are official attorney-client conferences.
Who is his client?
It's not Ricky. He is the attorney of record for three judges.
Three judges in prison?
That's right. They call themselves the Brethren. Teddy closed his eyes and rubbed his temples. DeVille let things sink in for a moment, then continued. Carson was in the prison for 54 minutes. When he exited, we could not pick up the signal from the envelope, and were certain he did not have the letter. We followed him back to Jacksonville, back to the beaches. He parked near a place called Pete's Bar and Grill, where he stayed for 3 hours. We searched his car, found his briefcase, and inside there were 8 letters addressed to various men all over the country. All letters were outbound from the prison. None were inbound. Evidently, Carson shuttles mail back and forth to his clients. As of 30 minutes ago, he was still in the bar, quite drunk, betting on college basketball games.
A loser.
Very much so.